Outside Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yes, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. And saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Well, it's been a spirited hour. We're already in the second hour now. It's 3.07 p.m. I'm going to shift gears for a little while. I have a scheduled caller, maybe another who just let me know that he has a personal crisis going on with a family member and may not be able to be here at 3.30. But right now I do have, coming on the phone here in just one moment, Attorney Joel Blankenship. Let me give you some background real quick. You've heard me talk about the fact that there have been a number of like kind of freakishly close elections, multiple runoffs around the state. And a couple of those, I think four actually, are still being challenged this weekend before the state steering committee for the Republican Party. Now, these challenges, this whole section of the Triple Dipper, if I actually get a chance to do much with it, it's called the challenge of challenging. It is a challenge to challenge an election. But it's possible, especially under Alabama law. Title 17 gives you the parameters under which you can actually challenge an election. And not the least of which is a case that I've got right here. Yesterday, we had a spirited discussion between myself and my buddy Jeff Poor. Case of Eubanks v. Hale. It's a 1999 case from the Alabama Supreme Court that says in certain circumstances, especially if there's a tie, that a judge may have no choice but to invalidate an election and actually declare that a new election is required. All right, enough of me opining. Let me go ahead and bring on the attorney for State Senator Tom Whatley. Tom Whatley is currently one vote down on his reelection bid. And his attorney, Joel Blankenship, is going to join us right now. Joel, how you doing today?
Phil, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little tired, but happy to be here with you today.
Well, I'm glad you're not so tired that you couldn't make the show, so appreciate that. Listen, man, you've got one of the weirdest and probably most dynamically close cases ever in the Alabama legislature, and that's you working with State Senator Tom Whatley, who I serve with, who's currently down by one vote.
One vote, Phil, but I think we've made it up. So we released to the media this morning a story of an absolutely wonderful lady, and her name is Patsy Kinney of Dadeville, Alabama. And quite frankly, I think she loves voting more than anyone I've ever met in my entire life. And you know, being around politics, that's saying something. She went to register to vote when her and her husband moved back to Alabama to be closer to their children, went to the DMV, was asked if she wanted to register there. And when she went to register, she filled out her information. The officer took it in, but she was denied a driver's license at the time because of a vision problem. She left. She was going to her doctor to go ahead and get her vision checked out so she'd get her license. When she went to vote on election day, though, her husband that went with her, he was registered. He got to vote. But Ms. Kinney was not allowed to, and she cast a provisional ballot, and they determined that they weren't going to count the ballot because that registration had never been transferred from the Alabama Department of Motor Vehicles, despite the fact that they are under a statute and a court order, a consent decree to do so. And quite frankly, we all know about the Secretary of State. He's been traveling the state. John Merrill has registered all these voters, and he's given out non-voter ID cards to everyone that has asked for one. Ms. Kinney didn't even get that opportunity. We really believe that her ballot should count, and because we believe that, we now actually believe that we are tied. And just to correct something you said, you're completely right about Eubanks v. Hale, but let me tell you about another statute. Statute 17, Section 171321. Where it says, in a primary election, if there is a tie vote cast, such tie shall be decided by the chairman of the state executive committee. And quite frankly, from the Whatley campaign, the one thing we're comfortable with is Republicans deciding this election.
Wow. Okay. All right. There's the administrative function. You're right. The state steering committee does have a say. So let me ask you this. Is that the same voter who's being represented by former state Senator Brian Taylor?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. So she's actually filed her challenge, and she's going to be her now. Now remind me of this: is hers going to be a legal court challenge, or is she being heard before the state steering committee this weekend?
At this point, unfortunately, I believe the court challenge is going to end up being moot. The state steering committee is meeting this weekend. We're going to present her evidence as part of that this weekend for them to determine. And I believe that court challenge is unfortunately going to be moot at the time because they will be certifying a candidate. So we're putting our chips in with the state executive committee at this point.
Okay. So is she going to come testify before the committee herself?
She is unfortunately unable to due to several disabilities that she has, but she was deposed earlier this week by video deposition.
Okay.
Opposing counsel did have a chance to cross-examine her, and you're an attorney, you understand that.
Sure.
She performed excellent, just told her story, and that video will be played for the state executive committee for them to review, as well as her number will be available if they choose to call her and ask her questions themselves.
Well, so, and by the way, and you may have said this, but I've also talked to Brian Taylor about it, so I don't recall if you just said it or if I just heard it from him,
sure.
But the reality is she and her husband both went down there registered to vote, and he was actually allowed to vote that day. In other words, his information did get transmitted to the voter registry, but she did not. So there they were, both doing the same thing at the same time in one household. She was denied, but her husband was okay with voting that day.
They go everywhere together. They're a wonderful couple. They went to go register to vote, registered to get their driver's license, went to go vote together at the precinct, and he did everything the same way that she did. He was allowed to vote. He had no issues voting, cast his ballot, told me very proudly he cast it for Senator Tom Watley, and had no issues. Ms. Kinney, on the other hand, unfortunately was not given that same opportunity.
Well, so you guys also have another issue down there in Lee County. There was a very obvious effort on the part of local Democrats who had a chip on their shoulder about Senator Watley, just on a personal basis, in my opinion, because I know some of those same Democrats, and I saw some of them in the state house, and I know what they're like. But they literally sort of organized themselves to go and vote, and one of them was even in the New York Times recently crowing about it. Now, I don't know that crossover voting, they didn't really have an illegality there, did they? But that has also been part of your claim, I believe, hasn't it?
Well, there's a couple things about that. And let me give you some statistics if you'd like them.
Absolutely.
So in the 2022 primary that we just had, 681 people voted Democrat previously, have never voted anything other than Democrat, and voted Republican for the first time in the Senate 27 election. Of those people, 422 of them have multiple Democrat ballots casted. They voted in multiple Democrat primaries, crossed over for the first time in the Republican primary this time. And out of that, 398 of them are in Lee County, where Jay Hovey outperformed Senator Watley. And ever since then, we've seen the social media posts. We've seen the victory laps.
Oh, yeah.
We've heard them calling in to talk radio shows. We've heard them posting on social media. And again, as you mentioned, one of them even was so proud of it that she took to the New York Times, proclaiming herself to be a left-leaning Democrat who voted in our election. And I'm quoting right now, because Senator Watley's pro-life stance and pro-gun stance was so, quote, abhorrent to her. And
you mentioned it's illegal.
It's not illegal. Quite frankly, I think it is. There's a statute on the books in the state of Alabama that says primaries are for members of that party. Do we have a system in which we declare on the day that we get there? Absolutely. But these people are clearly not members of the Republican Party. They committed fraud upon this election by knowingly voting in our primary, knowing that they were doing so not because they were Republicans and wanted to choose the Republican candidate. They voted in it to disrupt our system, to put a more moderate candidate in there that they would have an opportunity to beat, or that they would not have to deal with.
So let me ask you this, Joel. Hey, Joel, let me jump in there. We only got about a minute and a half left. I really think that you've got a pretty outstanding potential here with that single voter who was disenfranchised, and that would tie things up. You're right. This one, I'm a little more concerned that it wouldn't stand up potentially legally, unless under the bylaws of the state party, I think you could show, if you found anything that said that Jay Hovey was actually out there coordinating these Democrats, do you have any reason to believe his campaign was coordinating the Democrats?
There's some information that I don't want to reveal at this time. I feel comfortable in the legal arguments that we make, but as I said earlier, I will want to say this. if we just count Patsy Kenny's vote and it goes to a tie, by statute, that option, by statute, the committee can pick the nominee. And we are comfortable at all times. Tom Watley wants to go on the record and say, we are always happy for Republicans to select Republicans.
All right. Well, Joel, hey, man, you did a great job laying it out there for us. And you got a lot going on with this challenge. And we appreciate you making time today. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
All right. That was Joel Blankenship. Copper, go ahead and move it to the break. That was Joel Blankenship, attorney for State Senator Tom Watley. I mean, yes, there are statutory provisions that allow for the challenge of an election. And it ain't easy. It's an uphill climb. You can do it legally speaking through the court system. You can also do it through the state party system. And if things go well, we'll talk to my friend, attorney Brian Taylor in a few minutes and get some more thoughts on where this is going. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.